God is trying to use this donkey to help Balaam get it back on the right track.
Yep.
Right? But Balaam is so filled with anger that he begins to take out his anger on the ass. The ass is just trying to help, you know? And even to the point where the ass opens its mouth, I mean, you would think Balaam's like, oh, snaps, this thing's talking. Like, I would be, the first time that thing talks, it's just like, okay, let's just, for example, say, let's say I was a false prophet, right? I'd be like, man, I can make some money off of this. A donkey that talks. But he was so filled with anger and rage, he just like smacking that thing. Why? Because he was greedy.
Yep.
He wanted to get to his destination, to get his money, to get his reward, the wages of unrighteousness. Now again, you have on one side of the spectrum, the Benny Hinn's. But unfortunately, you know what we have nowadays too? We have Baptist preachers.
Yep. Right.
Who, you know, I believe most of them are saved. Who have become greedy of filthy lucre as well.
Yep.
What do? They trim back the message. They don't say what needs to be said. They do it, why? Because they don't want to lose tithers in their church.
Yep.
They don't want to lose the people who are giving the most to the building program in their church, right? And what happens? God puts an ass in these churches, right? People, congregants, who are trying to go and say, hey, this isn't right. Maybe you should preach on this. Don't talk about repenting your sins. Don't tolerate the faggots in the church. And what do the prophets do? They begin smiting the ass, right? God opens the mouth of these donkeys in the church. And when I say donkeys, I'm not saying, you know, that they're donkeys as far as like they're stupid, right? But these are lowly animals, obviously, right? And maybe these lowly, exactly, servants in the church, they come and say, hey, this transgender freak is in the church. You know, the Bible says we shouldn't tolerate that. You know, and, and what does the prophet do? What does Balaam do? Begins to smite the congregant. You don't know what you're talking about. Shut up. You know, and what is the ass trying to do? He's trying to forbid the madness of the prophet.
Yep.
He says, look, this is crazy. There's faggots here. You know, this is crazy. This guy believes in repenting your sins. This guy's teaching this. This guy's leading people astray. There's a false prophet within the church. He doesn't even use a King James Bible. He's leading people astray. All these things. And what is it? Thank you. And what is it? What does Balaam do? Begins to smite the ass.
Yep.
You don't know what you're talking about. I mean, there's churches all over America who are doing that. You know, they're beating the donkey congregant in the church who's trying to forbid the madness of the prophet. And what is he? He's so covetous.
Yeah.
He's so greedy, you know, that he doesn't want to get rid of the people that he needs to get rid of. Okay? And look, there's a lot of people in Baptist churches, they need to just get out.
Amen.
And the pastors need to boot them out. Okay? They need to put on some Timberland boots, tie it up, and give them the boot.